The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's new Red FM.
Eddie Brennan, talk to us first about the win for Kilkenny last week and how great win it was over Limerick.
Yeah, a real workmanlike performance from Kilkenny. I was concerned going in and I was glad to a certain extent. Look, Kilkenny would always be well prepared, and I was just saying outside earlier, I was glad it wasn't Tip. I would have been worried if we were playing Tip, because I think sometimes you're probably vulnerable in an All-Ireland semi-final, and that's, look, not saying that Kilkenny, you know, would ever have taken Limerick for granted. Nothing could be further from the truth, but I expected a huge battle from Limerick, and you'd have to say that maybe with a little bit more experience and guile they might have got over the line. And ultimately for Kilkenny, the two big blows were the two goals, and they came at very important times in that match. To be fair to Limerick, they recovered from the first goal and they looked as if they were going to kick on, and the second goal obviously was the one that really, you know, flattened them. But for Hart and Everton, and you don't want to sound, you know, patronising for Limerick, because I'm sure them Limerick players are fierce disappointed, but look, I think the future is bright for them. I think they'll be back even stronger next year. But for Kilkenny, it was a great match to get. I think it's going to stand them really well for the All-Ireland. Michael Fenley needed a game like that. He hadn't played all year. I think it's a kind of it's the match that you need, because if you get an intense battle like that, I think it can often improve it. There's definitely scope for improvements with Kilkenny as well, which Brian Cody will ultimately be delighted with. He can throw down a challenge to the players now, and there's definitely places up for grabs, and that's the kind of scenario that Brian loves going into big matches. Michael Fenley had a good game under his belt, which he'll want, but ultimately he can go to the training weekend in Carlton House now and really throw down the gauntlet to his players and get the best out of him, and is probably in a position to get that out of him.
Below in Kilkenny now, you'll have a very close eye on this Sunday, and we're interested in hearing the neutral point of view as well, because the whole country will find this hard to separate the two sides.
Yeah, definitely. Up to recently, I felt after the Limerick defeat in the Munster Championship, I thought there was a strong chance that Limerick or Tip could fade out of the Championship, that they might even get knocked out, and it looked as if Galway were going to do that to them. But to give Tip credit, they bounced back well and they're now in a good place. They're moving along. If they can tighten up the back, certainly they have the firepower up front. But looking back, you know, when I was younger, you know, through the tail end of the 80s into the 90s, you know, Tip and Cork were just matches that took on lives of their own. Neither sets of players afraid of the other, you know, obviously with the utmost respect, but they'd never be, you know, fearful of each other. So I think Sunday makes it really, really intriguing. Cork have had a bit of a break, and the usual is if they don't perform, people say, oh, the break is a hindrance. But if they do, but I just don't see that being an issue. I think that it's going to be a cracking match, and I won't be, like, we're expecting a big shootout, but I won't be surprised if it's a tight enough affair. I think whichever team can ultimately keep a tabs on the opposition forwards is going to be the win of the match, and both sets of forwards are definitely, if the handbrake is let off or if defenders decide to just go and hurl, then you could have the shootout at the OK Corral, you know, for scores. But I think it'll ultimately come down to whichever defence can outmuscle in the right way and sensibly the opposition forwards.
There might be a question mark over Tipperary as opposed to Cork. Like, Cork have a very consistent form going into this match. Tipperary, on the other hand, then everybody's saying they still haven't hit their best. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say Cork, for me, at the start of the year, I felt Cork were going to be the team to beat. For me, I still feel if anyone is going to take an All-Ireland, they're going to have to beat Cork. And now, look, they've only two matches to go. So I think for me, they're the team to beat. They're that bit more organised this year. The few lads they've brought in, they've all been spoken highly of since their introduction, but they have made a difference. I think they have a very settled look about them now, and obviously there is the hurt of losing an All-Ireland final and being so close to having it, that is driving them on, and I think that's going to make them very hard to stop. Tip, on the other hand, I think you know, they've flattered to deceive really since 2010. They haven't kicked on, and at the start of this year I was down in Tipperary one night, we'd done a questions and answer session, and I felt that there was a time with a group of players where they ultimately just make up their mind that there's no more messing around, that they mature. I thought this was going to be the year that Tip might do that, and early in the championship you'd have said no, it seems to be the opposite. But they're dangerous opposition now, because they are at the All-Ireland semi-final, and with the firepower they have, the potential that their forwards have, they are capable. But potential doesn't guarantee that you're going to perform either, and I think from that point of view, I think that Cork are just a fraction more battle hardened. I think Tip would have liked to have got better matches. Yes, the Galway match was a big one because it was in their own backyard and they looked as if they were going to fall out of the championship in Simple Stadium, which would have been, I think, seismic through Tipperary hurling. But to be fair to them, they weathered the storm. But they probably haven't got the test that they need just yet. And for that reason, I think Cork will be just that little bit. I think they're more organised this year and a team on a mission. And for me, it's Cork to shade it on Sunday.
And as you say, Cork organised, they're unchanged. So Pat Conan has been named to start. How important is that? And as a forward, how important is it to have him there in that central role?
Yeah, I think Pat is a fella that, as we said, like, he comes in for criticism from time to time. I think when he doesn't play well, everyone are very quick to jump on Pat's back. But he's obviously a very good leader, such is the fate that the Cork management have put in him, that, look, he hasn't trained a whole lot since, you know, the Munster final. But he is their leader. He's their most senior man up front beside Pat Horgan, and a key man. So when you look at last year in the All-Ireland replay, the importance of Pat Cronin, I think definitely they'll need him. And he's a big physical presence when they have one or two light lads around him. So, you know, if the exchanges are hot and heavy at the start of that match, you know, you'd say Pat Cronin can certainly stand up to that. And a very dangerous fella. Like I thought last year when they did place him on the edge of the square in the first half against Clare, he caused all sorts of problems because he has a good hand on him and he has a good eye for the goal as well. So for Cork, again, look, an unchanged team. I think they're playing very organised, but I think they're very comfortable now with each other. I think that's probably a key to it. As a championship progress, you don't want too many changes. You like to keep a settled squad or a settled 15, and that they're accustomed to playing with each other. They know what each other is going to do. So with that in mind, it's another vote of confidence for Cork.
And Jimmy still has then the impact sub that Paddy O'Sullivan has proven he can be. He's so hungry when he gets on that field of play.
Yeah, thankfully myself, I've never had any bad injuries. But when you look at the likes of Paddy, and I've seen Henry Shefflin at close quarters and a few of our own lads, I think probably for the likes of them, when they get a serious injury, they just don't know what's around the corner. So it's everything to them. And I think Paddy showed that when he came on the Munster final, what it meant to him. And it was probably a huge vote of confidence for him to see that he's back. And there probably is a fear factor when you have a serious injury like that. You're nervous of it. But, you know, what a player to have coming in. For me, over the last 5 or 6 years, I think he has been one of the cleverest forwards I've seen. I think his brain is working overtime. He sees things that other forwards don't see. So someone like him can have a huge impact in the match for Sunday. I mean, he'll sit in the stand and he'll see how the match is
playing out.
And he might see things then, so that when he does come on, he'll see areas where he attacks. But I think what I love about Paddy O'Sullivan is how his touch is so sharp, but he's able to work in a very tight space. And I think that makes him dangerous for any fullback. Particularly for me, he has to be played close to goal. That's where he for maximum impact. And you'd have to say, if Cork have their noses in front on Sunday and they can throw him in, or even if they're slightly behind, they're guaranteed a big return from him.
Finally, Eddie, you've mentioned you think Cork could shade it. I don't know if you're just talking to the audience now, the right audience, but your prediction for Sunday, you're going with the Rebels?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Rebels. As I said earlier on, I felt from the outset this year that they were going to be the team to beat. That, and I'm basing that on my own experience. When you're beaten and when you have a point to prove, it brings you back very, very strong the following year. And I just think that this bunch of Cork players, they're kind of together the last couple of years. 2 years ago, they had very little experience in Croke Park. Now they have it. They're not going to be afraid to come to Croke Park anymore. And I think with that in mind and with that little chip on their shoulder, they're going to shade it on Sunday. Now, by the same token, if Tip don't have a point to prove, or if they don't have the hunger for an All-Ireland, you'd say there's something wrong with them. But I just think Cork's need is just a fraction greater than Tip's at the moment.
Excellent. We'll hope you're right. Thanks, Milan Eddie.
No water, Tolly.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's new Red FM.